to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
We're glad that you've joined us tonight. And in case you're just tuning in for the first time, welcome. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in about anything that's on your mind. Kind of unusual for a show to be live on a Sunday night, but we are actually live every single night of the week.
Every single night of the week, Free Talk Live delivers a show to you.
That's pretty incredible. And, of course, it's not you and me every night, Mark. It's we're only on the Sunday crew, but we've got
a rigorous schedule.
Yes. So, anyway, if you want to call and bring up whatever's on your mind tonight, you can do so at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the SACL CAI toll-free call-in lines for you there. Meantime, I think we're going to start off tonight, Mark, by talking about some zero-tolerance stories. These always irk me whenever I hear about them, because zero-tolerance, for people who aren't familiar, is this idea, I guess. It's more like an idea. There's no official rule, but the idea that, you know, in schools and in government-controlled places, if there's something we don't like as an institution, like drugs or knives or maybe even sugar or something like that, then we are not going to tolerate any of it. And so if somebody brings in, for instance, a butter knife, well, knives aren't allowed, zero tolerance, so they must be expelled. Or if somebody brings in ibuprofen, you know, no drugs, so they're going to be expelled, too. And in this case, you had actually a couple of stories, one about a kid who was so guilt-ridden from this entire system that he actually turned himself in for having a tiny knife, like a, you know, a pocket knife, that he didn't even bring to school. It was found in his bag, and he still got in trouble for it. Do you want to tell me more about that?
Yeah, this is one of these evergreen kind of articles here, and it's from 11alive.com. And these are happening all the time, all over the United States.
Most of them we probably don't hear about, but the ones that we do are outrageous.
This one is from the last school year, and it's from Gwinnett County in Georgia, which is near, I guess it's either near or the one that Atlanta's in. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
It says a Gwinnett County family is baffled that their teenager was disciplined after he reported to his teacher that he accidentally brought a small pocket knife to school.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, in a way, I can see this because, in a way, they always tell you, like, well, you know, if you have something bad, you should come clean right away, right? It'll make it easier on you. And isn't that even what the cops say to people when they catch you? They'll say, you know, we pulled you over for speeding, but if you have any drugs on you tonight, you might as well come clean. We'll go easy on you later. And so people do, but they still get in trouble for it later. So really this activity at school is just mimicking real life or perhaps preparing the kids for it?
Well, preparing kids for the fact that when government bureaucrats tell you that they're going to let you off easy for doing the right thing,
yeah,
that they're lying to you.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know how Jack Pearson here is exactly going to feel about law enforcement after this. I don't know if it's law enforcement at all. Maybe he's just going to dislike his school, but I can't imagine that the poor little Jack here is you know, probably going to be upset. 13 years old, he was at chess club before the start of classes at Lanier Middle School. So he got in early to go to the chess club.
And that sounds like a real bad kid.
Yeah. He discovered that he had brought an inch and a half long knife in a bag that he brought to school. So you're not talking a very big knife here. It's a military-style bag. It was given to him as a Christmas gift from his aunt, who bought it at a yard sale. And so, you know, I mean, for whatever reason, it had a little knife in it. Maybe it came with the bag or somebody left it in there, that kind of thing. And, you know, he brought it in.
He's probably panicking. Like, can you imagine this kid finds a knife in his bag and says, oh, I'm not supposed to have a knife. What do I do? And he's probably panicking, thinking he's going to get caught. And he's so afraid because he's been told, you know, probably by the authority figures in his school, well, this is, you know, there's some serious consequences that are going to happen to you if you're ever caught with one of these prohibited items. So he's probably sweating it out, and he's like, what do I do? What do I do? Well, I guess I better tell someone. And in this case, it didn't work out too well for him, huh?
Well, I don't know that he was scared. Like, I think that, you know, what he probably did was he probably saw, that's the bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's the bad thing. Whatever the prohibited object is. And, well, you know, they have prohibited the object. I will give them the prohibited object. They will be happy that I have you know, given them the prohibitive object.
Yeah.
He hasn't thought in his own mind, knives are okay because sometimes you can do good things with knives. What he's thought is, these people say the knives are bad. They are the authority figures. I will do as the authority figures say. So he did.
Yeah.
He followed their little rules, and what did they do? They came down on him.
You know what this reminds me of?
They gave him, by the way, 4 days of in-school suspension.
Ugh, yikes. Well, I guess maybe that could be good, because you're not stuck in a boring classroom learning.
No, you're stuck in a very boring situation with in-school suspension.
Yeah, that could be true.
And plus, there's the onus of having been in trouble. And that's really a tough thing for a kid who... I mean, Jack sounds like the kind of kid that wants to follow the rules.
Yep.
And that's what the system wants to breed into people.
Oh, definitely.
But what the system does, because it is incapable of reasoning, once you give these rules, the zero-tolerance rules, to a bureaucracy ceases to be able to reason. All of these very smart people, when you stick them together and sort of make them follow these rules, become very, very stupid. Individually, they're very smart in their own lives, but they can't operate together because they'll take a 13-year-old who brought an inch-and-a-half-long knife to school accidentally and give him 4 days in school suspension because somebody said knives are part of our zero-tolerance policy. We have a zero-tolerance policy on knives, and if you have a knife, you must be punished.
It's really one-size-fits-all, don't you think? I mean,
yes.
It's kind of a microcosm of all government policies. They really don't take into account case-by-case basis, and they're very punitive as well. The focus is on instilling guilt, you know, and repentance and punishment and stuff like that. I mean, this poor kid, I really feel bad for him. And I was going to say, Mark, before that, this kind of reminds me of, have you ever heard stories where kids will actually tell on their parents? They'll call the police because they've had DARE programs, and DARE says, well, you know, if anybody has any drugs like marijuana or anything else, then they're a bad person and you should tell the police about it immediately. And so kids,
but they need help. They won't say that they're a bad person. They'll say they need help.
But they present this image of drugs that's really scary. I mean,
sure, drugs
actually,
are bad.
I remember my DARE classes when I was in fifth grade, and they scared the ever-loving crap out of me. I mean, they would show us these videos of basically what was portrayed as being pot users, and they, you know, they were like zombies.
Uh-huh.
You know, they portrayed the pot users as drugged out zombies who were probably about to eat your face off, you know, right? And it was really scary, and I actually believed for a long time, until I met some people later on in my life who were pot smokers and didn't have any of these zombie characteristics. I actually believed that this is what would happen to you if you used drugs, and I probably would have, if I ever saw anything, I probably would have, I don't know, done the obedient thing and told an authority figure.
And I wonder how long and how many times it takes for people who are the obedient types, which I certainly was too at one point.
How could you not be? Because it's hard to get along in school if you're not.
To really figure out for themselves that, oh my goodness, these incompetent boobs that I've been believing all along are lying to me.
Yeah.
And
that's what Ian says happened to him, right?
Yep, that's what he said. He said that, you know, that you know, he tried some marijuana and suddenly
and then
he realized,
he's been lied to his whole life. Yeah.
For me, what I realized is I was carrying dichotomous ideas in my head. I was your average Rush Limbaugh conservative, where I considered people who, you know, that worked for the government to largely be sort of bureaucratic tax feeders,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, were largely incompetent and at the very worst evil and often liberal and socialist. Well... But suddenly,
it equals evil, right? According to the Russians.
But suddenly, when I, you know, when I thought about police, firefighters. By the way, I am a volunteer firefighter in the town in which I live. Soldiers, and you know, basically, whenever the government gives a bureaucrat a gun, that I then thought that those people were competent and good and just and loyal and you know, long lasting. Whatever
it is, wrong, yeah.
You know, whatever the virtues are that you might ascribe to them, I thought those people were virtuous, but the other people in government were not virtuous. Now that's a really strange thing to think.
Yep, but
that
a lot of people
do. Because you carry a gun, you suddenly got virtuous.
Yeah. In fact, probably you could make the argument that it might be the opposite, because power does tend to corrupt. We know that. But if you have something to say about this, please give us a call at 855-450-FREE. We'd love to hear your comments. Is this an acceptable way to run a school? Zero tolerance for a tiny knife? It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Hi. Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Stephanie with you tonight.
And Mark.
We're glad that you've joined us and want to let you know how you can call and participate in the show. If you have something to say about zero tolerance or really anything that's on your mind, we're very open to talking about anything here on Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And Free Talk Live's website has a pretty cool feature where if you want to suggest show prep to us, you're welcome to go visit freetalklive.com. And right there on the front page, there is a place to submit stories and other items of interest, and people who visit the website can vote them up or vote them down based on whether they like or dislike them. And the most popular ones will get up to the top of the page. And Mark, you and I often look at that for show prep, so you might even hear your article that you submitted talked about on Free Talk Live.
So, speaking of, you know, the situation where, you know, the student was trying to follow the rules, you know, some people want to get around the rules. Here's a way to get around the rules. When it comes to online poker, people are loving online poker. They're loving poker in general. Texas Hold'em is huge right now. And you can play poker at sealswithclubs.eu. It's an online poker place where you can win money. But the trick is, the money is bitcoins. Because the United States government considers bitcoins to be not to be money. They're kind of like S&H green stamps or something for, you know, for
good.
Online. You don't know what an S&H green stamp is, do you?
Well, I know it's not money, right?
Just too young. You've never.
No, I don't know what it
there
is.
There used to be these stores where you would buy, you'd get S&H green stamps when you went to the grocery store. They'd kick them out, kind of like these little coupons. You buy more stuff, you get more S&H green stamps.
Oh,
you get enough green stamps, you
I
put
see.
Them in these books, you are able to go to these stores and you're able to buy, you know, vacuum cleaners and lamps and furniture and all kinds of things with your coupons that you have gotten at the store. So anyway.
Coupons, gift certificates, the Berkshires, the Ithaca Hours. These are all legal forms of alternative value exchange systems, right?
Right. It's a currency. They're a currency. So the S&H green stamps, if I wanted to buy something from you, you know, you made some cookies and I want some cookies and I trade you a sheet of S&H green stamps, I'm sure you'll take them. They're of value because you can go buy things with them. So bitcoins are too. So you can get bitcoins at bitinstant.com and then you can go buy, and by the way, sealswithclubs.eu recommends bitinstant.com as a fast and easy and reliable way to get your bitcoins. You can go take your bitcoins, deposit them at sealswithclubs.eu. You can play poker there. They've got you know, they've got tournaments going on all the time. As a matter of fact, you can go there and play in their free tournaments that they have every hour that pay bitcoins to the winner. So you don't even have to have bitcoins to play. It's amazing. Deposits are instant. Cash outs generally are about the same. Are always the same day is what it says here. But for me, it was I think it was an hour or something like that. And it's private. A username is all you need and an optional email. So you create a username. It can be whatever you want it to be. You have a password to get in and out. You can attach an email if you want or not. So, you know, it's
pretty
cool.
That's really cool. And now they're blocking.
No credit cards, no documents, ever.
Yeah, they're blocking all these cash gambling sites online, right? It's illegal now to do online gambling, but with bitcoins, it's perfectly fine.
That's right. Seals, that's kind of. It's kind of seal.
Is it called this because of that meme with the, like, stop clubbing seals and the comma makes all the difference? Like, there's a bunch of seals at a disco and they're on the dance floor.
Just don't know. I'd never seen that.
Okay. It's pretty cute.
I assumed it had to do with the
stop
seals
clubbing.
Fighting back.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
Sealswithclubs.eu. That .eu is kind of important because if you go to .com, I don't know what you're going to get. I should look that up. Sealswithclubs.eu.
Can I tell a story about this? Just before I came here to Free Talk Live tonight, I was over having dinner with Mandrick, he's a very famous celebrity from Mandrick.com. He makes George's famous baklava.
That guy needs a bigger head. Go ahead.
Well, but he was in the chat room playing a poker game at sealswithclubs.eu, and he said there were a lot of listeners to Free Talk Live in there, actually.
Sealswithclubs.com redirects to sealswithclubs.eu.
Okay. There you go. All right, so Mark, let's get back into some of the zero tolerance stuff. And by the way, I want to let you know you can call us 855-450-FREE if you want to get in touch, make a comment or anything else, bring up something new. Tell me about the second story that you had, because it seems like zero tolerance is kind of big these days. And not to mention all the other stories that we don't even hear about.
Well, I wanted to finish up actually with the first story.
There's more. Okay.
Yeah, this kid Jack Pearson, who was given 4 days of in-school suspension for bringing an inch and a half long knife to school accidentally in the bottom of a bag that he got for Christmas, didn't realize the knife was part of the bag setup.
Does anybody support this? I guess I should have asked that question last time.
And he turned himself in. You did ask. You did ask if anybody, you know, yeah, I mean, who can possibly support this? Anybody who's a fool enough to support in-school suspension for an individual bringing an inch and a half long knife isn't going to be the one who's going to call in, because they already have. You know, the people that support these rules, they already have the momentum of the status quo. Things are the way
True.
They want
I
them to be.
I guess they don't have to support
So you
them.
Can like it or you can lump it, but I've got what I want. And
yeah, that's unfortunate, I think.
And most people don't say to themselves, well, you know, you got to break, they'll say in their minds, well, you got to break a few eggs, these are how the rules go. But, you know, they don't say that the breaking of the eggs, the individual, because this is a kid who's got 4 days in school suspension, whose life has probably been affected in a negative way towards authority figures as a result. That's just what I'm guessing. But I'm guessing that this kid thinks, wow, I work with a bunch of incompetent boobs of bureaucrats that think that it's okay to punish me with 4 days of in-school suspension. They could have given him an hour after school or, you know, whatever. They could have given him some minor punishment if that's what they wanted to do. They
gave
him 4 days.
He probably feels really resentful, I would guess.
That's how I'd feel if I got an unjust punishment.
Yeah. I mean, think about, like, I'm sure your parents did things to you that you probably didn't think were fair, right? That feeling?
Well, with your parents, at least you have the they have the chance to offset what they do. With the school bureaucrats, you rarely run into them unless there's trouble, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, you don't see the principal or the dean or, you know, these people. They're not coming out and they're not handling your PE class, and you know you don't get positive experiences with them. Mm-hmm. You just get the negative experiences. So that's what these people are doing, is handing out extra negative experiences.
As if school wasn't bad enough for most people. I mean, wow. It was certainly bad for me.
Yeah. It says here that the Gwinnett school system insists that their policy on weapons in school is not zero tolerance. Yet a school spokesperson said that any student found with a weapon at school will face punishment, even when the student self-reports accidentally having the weapon. So it
makes
sounds...
makes a whole lot of sense,
yeah.
Right?
Sounds nonsensical.
Yeah.
We can't ignore the fact that there's a weapon on campus somewhere that someone can use.
Otherwise, it'll be anarchy.
They
might as well have said that.
They handed it to you.
Yeah.
And the idea that you can somehow stop all the weapons, it's just nuts. It's just nuts. Anyway, this is George Quintana.
Well, some of them try, don't they? Aren't there some schools that have metal detectors you have to go through now?
Yeah, but you can still use all kinds of things as weapons. I mean,
yeah.
If you really...
Well, your fists. Crap. I mean, right?
If we're talking about weapons here, an inch and a half long knife? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they could do...
That's like the size of a key.
The students can do what prisoners do. They can sharpen up a key in the wall or something if they really want to stick somebody an inch and a half long. I mean, it's nuts. So Jorge Quintana here says it's obviously to keep the safety of our students in our schools. No, it's obviously to build up bureaucracy and nonsensical behavior, Jorge.
Yeah, now that you said that thing about the prison knife sharpening, I am struck by how many parallels there are actually between public schools and prisons. But if you want to talk about that, or if you have some comments on zero tolerance, we're going to read some more coming up here in a moment on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the number. Stay tuned. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. My name is Stephanie.
And my name is Mark.
And by the way, freetalklive.com is our website, and it's got all kinds of cool features there. Did you know that we offer all of the archives of Free Talk Live going back to early 2006, I believe? And you can access them all at archives.freetalklive.com.
I think it's September 2006.
Oh, so late 2006. Gotcha.
Mid?
I don't know. Something. Nine. Anyway, you can get here lots of audio content. Probably more than you'll ever be able to reasonably listen to over at archives.freetalklive.com, and they're all for free. So go ahead and grab them and share them with your friends if you like them.
Bitcoins, you can get them. We were just talking about them as far as sealswithclubs.eu goes, but you could get bitcoins through bitinstant.com. Ian was just using the bitinstant.com service and turned some bitcoins in at a local convenience store, got his bitcoins completely anonymously. So they're like the internet's cash. They're currency for a digital currency, open source, peer-to-peer. They can't be shut down by the government. Your account can't be frozen by PayPal. None of these organizations, no bank, no government agency, can stop you from sending and receiving money with people that you want to do so with online. It's bitinstant.com. That's the place to go to get your bitcoins. It's recommended by sealswithclubs.eu, by the way.
All right. Ringing endorsement from celebrities. All right. So, Mark, do you have more on this zero-tolerance story, the little kid who brought the knife accidentally?
This is different. I've got another story that I the kind of
okay,
parallels.
Okay, going on to the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's interesting to sort of juxtapose these two or read them together because, yeah, really these things are probably happening every single day. We just only hear about the ones that there are news stories written about. So really the question I want to ask people is, you know, did this ever happen to you maybe when you were going to school if you're a young person or an older person? And if you have kids right now, are you going to send them to government schools, you know, where this kind of thing happens regularly?
I guess.
Or maybe look into some other options.
To some extent, you're probably just playing the odds. You know, government schools are free. They're not free in the sense that they don't cost any money, because they cost a great deal of money. But the government steals the money from you, whether you not you're sending a kid there, whether or not you have a kid.
Yeah, I don't even have any kids, and I pay plenty of taxes property taxes
for people's
schools
to send other people's kids to school.
Yeah,
and
so I really, you're right, Mark. I don't blame people for sending their kids there because they are forced to pay for it. I mean, and that's an important thing to point out. But I don't know. I'm always left, whenever we talk about stories like this, I'm always left thinking of the just, you know, abuse.
How do you solve this problem? And the only way to solve this problem is to get away from it. You'll still be forced to pay for the schools for as long as these schools manage to stick around. I think it's highly unjust that somebody who doesn't have kids or doesn't send their kids to or hasn't sent or anything. I mean, you know. That's why they have tuition. Tuition is to send your kid to school. And
actually, there, if you look at something like the Sudbury School, Sudbury Valley School was one of the first places to do this. There are kids there who play in mixed age groups and learn what they want to learn from their peers and through other resources like computers and stuff.
Yeah, but that's not the reason that people say that it's a good idea. They don't say, well, you know, this is the best way to educate kids. This is the minimum.
Welfare.
It's welfare that's available to everybody.
Are you talking about the public schools?
Public schools.
Okay. I was going to say that the reason I brought up the Sudbury School is because, as I understand it, the tuition for a school like that is something like $3,000 or $4,000 a year per kid. And it's less if you send another kid, you know, so it's you get a discount on the second one or whatever.
Maybe.
So, I mean, there are alternative schools out there that allow kids to be honored and have the freedom to learn at their own level and pace, you know.
And
they're not that expensive. You don't have to pay
attention. Often private schools are less costly than the per-student charge, especially at high schools, for public schools.
I think the average is about $14,000, $15,000 per pupil per year for government schools, and there are many private alternatives, Montessori schools, Sudbury-style schools, and just private schools that are more affordable than that.
If you think, the listener, if you think it's offensive that I find public schools offensive, the way they go about funding themselves, then, you know, probably what you're saying is, what about the poor people? They won't get educated. Public schools aren't about poor people. If public schools were about poor people, we would give poor people
some kind of
scholarship, a need-based scholarship to go to school.
The schools in the poorer areas where the there's not that much property tax, quote, revenue, or a.k.a. theft, is they're terrible. I mean, a lot of kids graduate functionally illiterate, and they're not being served.
On a nationwide level, 20% of the kids graduate from public school functionally illiterate, and in some neighborhoods, 40%. So at 20%, you probably could send no kids to school and have the same level of functional illiteracy.
Yeah.
Really what it is it is a welfare-based babysitting program in order to get moms out of the house in the workplace and turn them into tax livestock like dads.
I have an issue with that.
Okay.
I mean, just... There are some people, have you heard this, Mark? There are some people who say the whole, you know, women's rights movement, it was allowed to happen by the powers that be, because then, you know, half of the population who wasn't being taxed could be taxed.
No, I think that the powers that be saw an advantage to the women's rights movement.
But are you claiming that it is more freedom, or it's more empowering for women not to have a choice and to be forced to stay at home with kids?
I think it's more empowering for families.
What about the dad staying home? I mean, you know Stefan Molyneux, right? He's a stay-at-home dad. Mm-hmm. You're sort of a stay-at-home dad, right? You work from home.
Yeah, but my wife takes care of the kid. I mean, I work from 10 to 4 or 5 from home, and then I come to the studio to do the show in the evening.
I mean, I'm all for, you know, parents staying home with children. I just don't necessarily think it has to be the mother.
Well, I think that people in government believe that it's a good idea. First off, most people who weren't in the marketplace in families were women, right? I mean, it wasn't
historically,
mostly men.
Yeah, but I mean, they really didn't have much of a choice about that.
Who's? Now, right.
The women.
I'm not advocating for women to not have choices. I'm advocating for women to have choices.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Yeah, I would like them to have choices, too. Okay,
sure.
I just wanted to make sure we're clear on that.
So, you know, for me, it's all about families having choices.
It can smack of sexism when you say stuff like that, you know?
It's only to people that are looking for problems with sexism. I mean, you know, there's a small percentage of my audience out there that you better believe that they think, oh, you're just looking a sexist. You're right. But I really think it's just people that think that are looking for that particular axe to grind.
Well, I just wanted to clear that up.
It's clear.
Okay.
So anyway, where were we at on this particular story? I didn't get any further on this one.
I don't think we got into the whole inhaler story yet.
So
that's what we want to talk about.
This girl, this is a story is from denver.cbslocal.com. From Monument, Colorado, a girl who borrowed a friend's asthma inhaler at school has now been expelled.
Wow, that's very final, isn't it?
Yeah.
She can't. She's expelled.
Probably the best thing that could happen to her, frankly. The incident happened in January at Lewis Palmer Middle School in Monument. Both girls and their families are unhappy with the punishment. The school's punishment strikes one of the families as an uneven justice. The school said the girls broke the district's drug policy. Their families call the incident an accident and the school's discipline heavy-handed. For 10 days, Brianna Kreitas and Melissa McKinney sat at home while suspended from school. The two were in gym class. Kreitas complained of trouble breathing, so McKenna lent her asthma inhaler. And now I know what it feels like not to be able to breathe, and I know how hard it is to feel like you're not able to breathe, and I know how hard it is to look at that.
The worst feelings in the world is not being able to breathe. Yeah,
I've never had asthma, but I imagine it's not a good feeling.
You can kind of simulate it if you put your mouth around a straw and pinch your nose, put a straw up your nose. Try to breathe through a small straw. That's approximately what it feels like, and you'll get uncomfortable very quickly.
I bet.
Yeah, I've tried this before, and it was suggested by a pulmonologist who was, trying to show us how asthma feels, right, so we can empathize with people who have it, and it's very uncomfortable.
The two were sent home 2 weeks later. McKinney was allowed to return. Kreitas, however, was expelled. She should be back in school, says McKinney. I think absolutely the suspension was appropriate, Superintendent John Borman told CBS4 in January.
This poor girl. If you have comments, we'd love to hear them. 855-450-FREE is the number here on Free Talk Live. We'll be back. More coming up with your calls. Stay tuned.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal.
Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
Free Talk Live is actually live every single night of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also catch us online if you want to see us doing the show instead of just listen to us, see our beautiful smiling faces, and maybe catch us wildly gesticulating at the camera when we're making a passionate point.
I wasn't doing that.
We never do that. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to find both the studio cam and the chat room where you can meet other Free Talk Live listeners. And, Mark, we've got a couple of calls on the line. You want to go to these phone calls?
Sure.
I think some people have some things to say about zero tolerance and schools and the like. So let's go first to Craig in Kentucky. Craig, are you with us?
That's Stephanie and Mark tonight.
Good. Wonderful.
What's on your mind?
Well, tonight on my mind, that was the statement, welfare and school systems.
Mm-hmm.
That was a provocative comment.
I thought so too, Craig. I wouldn't have put it quite.
I'm ready to defend it.
Well, I mean, I can understand that in some instances, but our school systems in this country are in very bad condition right now.
Oh yeah.
And the money, I don't know, where's the money going to come from to fund the schools?
Well, it comes from everybody by force. I mean, most people get taxed on property that they, you know, ostensibly own, but they're paying rent to the government every year.
It's Craig, right?
Yes.
Craig, currently, public schools are spending more per student than private schools do, and private schools, generally, most people would agree, private schools provide a better education than a public school does. So it's really not the money. It's the hierarchy that's set up inside the school system. It's how it's the goals that they've set out for themselves, the way they go about doing things. They don't.
Are you talking about the thing that makes the schools in poor shape? Is the way the school system is set up?
Clearly, it's not the money. I mean,
have an unlimited source of everyone else's money.
They don't have unlimited because people will start paying at some point or another. But they have here in town, you can send your kid to private school for $7,000 a year. But if you send, the public school students are getting $14,000 per year per student.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. It costs twice as much to send a kid to public school as it does to private school.
Yeah, you know what else comes to mind? In India, even in these very poor areas. They have private schools where people send their kids, and they do great. I mean, they're very, very affordable. Even the poorest people in the world can afford to pay a little bit of tuition for their kids. And also the schools give scholarships, you know, so the kid could always get a scholarship.
I can agree with that, and I pay taxes as well as I know a lot of people in this country have paid taxes, but our school systems are also, the worst thing about our school systems are set up, or even let's take the public school systems, in the same district, let's say, the same school districts, some schools are set up to provide better quality education and better quality learning than other schools, even though they're in the same school system.
Sure.
That's one problem, and it's not fair parity. There's no parity in our schools.
Yeah, you know, Craig, that reminds me of, you know, those achievement tests that they give students for, you know, for No Child Left Behind. They want metrics to measure the student's performance. Well, the results of those correlate more with socioeconomic status than anything else. And so it's the wealthy kids or the wealthy districts or whatever. Yeah.
It's not what you know so much as who you know. And some students really are very intelligent and they work really hard.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I think a smart kid can navigate through the public system and probably with a relatively good education.
Yeah.
But
the pernicious thing is,
I'd ask you this.
Yeah.
The fact is if you didn't have any public school at all, probably the rich kids would be, smarter than the poor kids, simply because the parents of rich kids have more
computers and
things to throw at their kid in order to make them,
more free time to help
give them the opportunity to learn. So, is it the public school system in the rich neighborhood that's educating better, or does it have better students to start with?
I would say that that's a good question, and I wouldn't dare try to answer that question, but that was a very good comment. And
yeah, maybe more resources. I don't know about better students, Mark. They're not better just because their parents happen to be wealthy.
My son can read.
Right?
He's 4.5 years old, and I mean, we're sitting there reading books. I don't know how he learned to read. You know, we bought him one little kit on baby reading kit, and he just went from there on his own, and he's reading.
Craig,
but
thank you for the call, by the way. Thank you for your time.
If I were to send him to public school, all he's going to do is make that public school look that much more educated when it comes to these, these tests and stuff.
I'm benefiting
the school, not my son, by sending them there. They're going to drag him back down to the other kids' level.
Yeah.
I would never send my son to these schools as a result.
Yeah, and you don't. And that's cool that you follow through with what you say here on the show, of course.
Well, I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, recently my son, we ended up giving him to a camp situation where he wanted to go, and okay, if you want to go, it's child directed learning is what I believe in, so I'm going to let him direct it.
And how was that?
It was fine. He learned. I think he learned how to interact with kids a little better.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I think the pernicious thing about the public schools or government schools, whatever you prefer to call them, is the just crushing obedience that they instill and the conformity. Yeah, raise your hand to ask to go to the bathroom. What adult would ever think to do something like that? Obey the teacher at all costs, even if you disagree. Don't question authority. I mean, all of these memes are hammered into kids' heads. And eventually, they're forced to learn certain things that maybe they're not interested in. And so, as a result, they just lose their passion for learning. They disengage. And it's very unnatural also to have kids lumped in with all the same age. Historically, and I'm talking about like ancient humans, kids would play together in mixed age groups and they'd have a lot of opportunities to learn from their peers.
Absolutely.
Let's go back and take another call, Mark, back to the phones, to the fun. Troy in Wyoming. Are you with us, Troy?
Yeah. Am I on?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I like what you said about obedience there. Stephanie, it's Stephanie, right?
Yep.
So I got just a couple of quick points. How big was that kid's knife? That
1.5 inches. About the size of a key.
About the size of, the blade or just the whole entire knife?
1.5-inch blade.
1.5-inch blade. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, how big is the average pencil?
bigger than that.
Let me get on with my story. Yeah. How big is the average pencil?
9 or 10 inches.
Yeah, really long, huh? Now, here's what happened to me as a kid. I got two quick stories. One time when I was in second grade, I was holding a pencil in my hand. You know, it probably was like 3 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
I was running from my English class to, and this is second grade, from my English class to my math class. And my hand bumped on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And it put that pencil directly through my hand.
Ooh.
I still have the scars. Like,
oh,
you can
my.
See the lead. You can only see the lead in my palm.
Yeah, the lead will leave a little tattoo.
Like, you can't see the exit wound, but you can see the entrance wound. Yeah.
I've got one of these lead tattoos myself.
Wow.
Oh, really? So this happened to you, see? So
it may have actually been lead in those days, right?
Broke off in there.
When did they start putting carbon in pencils instead of lead?
I think it's graphite.
Graphite, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, mine was lead. That was back when they did lead pencils.
Wow.
And then the other one, it was back in the 80s when they wore those jean jackets, and, like, it was all cool to run around in your jean jacket and listen to John Bon Jovi and stuff like that. And I'm acting all cool, and I sit down at the lunch table. Boom, and all of a sudden I feel something enter my chest.
Oh.
And I got like a four-inch entry, like right up into my chest with a pencil.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
My jean jacket is like glued to my chest.
Oh,
and they come in, and all the people at my table like freak out, and they're like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. And, yeah, and then...
So where did this pencil come from?
They sent in the ambulance, and they took me to the doctor's office and everything, and then...
Troy, where did this pencil come from?
I guess I was just stupid, and I just put that pencil into my... those jean jackets had pockets.
Uh-huh.
Remember? They had the pockets on the inside, and...
Yeah, but how did it get into your chest from there? I mean, did you lean on the...
Okay, think about it. You've got it. You're wearing a jean jacket, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're going to go sit down at the school lunch table. And you've got, like, a pencil in there. And you sit down.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was that the jean jacket leaned over the table. And as I sat down so fast.
Oh,
boom,
oh gosh.
It rammed right through my skin.
Thank you for sharing your story. I'm glad that you're okay now.
People
and
are cringing
horrifying.
All over America.
There's more coming up here on Hour 2 of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the number if you have comments. Stay tuned.
Online Bitcoin Poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No deals for harm to make use of that.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.